welcome to this week's episode of the Fun of the Run podcast. I'm your host, Michelle, also known as Waddell Running Lady. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and here's how you can keep in touch. I have an email specifically for this podcast that is funoftherunpodcast@gmail.com. You can also direct message me on Instagram at Waddell Running Lady. Waddell has two D's and two L's. Thank you so much for being here this week to listen to me chat about running. I appreciate it so, so much. And it's like an outlet for me to be able to share my experiences and to every once in a while have a guest on that chats about running too. And it's just been a really awesome thing so far. We are on episode 53, and it's so cool that this podcast has been going for a little bit over a year now. I started it in February of 2023, and today is March 4th. So yeah, we've been going for a solid year, and it's all thanks to each and every one of you. So thank you so much. I wanted to also just have a quick disclaimer and let you know that the opinions that are expressed in this podcast are my own. I am not a run coach, a life coach, a personal trainer, any kind of expert in anything except my own experiences. So the things that I share with you are things that I have done research on or maybe talked to other people about, or else they are things that I've experienced myself. So I'm only an expert in my own experiences. And I just want to be careful to make sure that everybody knows that right from the get-go. I appreciate having this Fun of the Run podcast. Especially lately, it's meant an awful lot to me because it seems like as time goes on, my family is less and less open to talking about running. Not that they talked about running to begin with, so I'm not putting this in the right way. They are less and less open to listening to me talk about running. And so I pretty much really can't mention it. Even at the dinner table, I really can't talk about it. It just shuts people down. And so it's really nice to be able to have an outlet in somewhere that I can feel safe and comfortable talking about my own personal running journey and just chatting about all things running. So again, thank you for the opportunity of being here. It's all because of each and every one of you, and I'm just thankful for that. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I have been dealing with recently, but also many times in the past, and that would be pre-race nerves, jitters, anxiety, stress, whatever you want to call it. And I don't necessarily mean just like getting to the start line and you're nervous. I'm talking about weeks ahead of time, just kind of feeling a little bit, maybe even overwhelmed with the stress of it all. And I know that from what I have experienced personally, and from what I've heard some of you say as well, and research that I've done, having pre-race nerves it's normal for most people. And having that kind of maybe just that nervousness, it's a normal feeling. And it's because we care about the outcome of the event that we're nervous about. And so as much as I understand that it is a pretty normal part of any big deal, you know, we're talking about running, but we're also talking about life. I mean, we could be discussing you giving a speech in front of the Senate. I mean, who knows? But those pre-race nerves and those jitters are real. And in 12 days, I'm getting ready to run my first ever 50-mile race. And it's happening at the Lake Martin 100, and it is in Alexander City, Alabama. I live in the Phoenix, Arizona area. So as you can imagine, Alabama is about as far away as you can get from here, you know, as far as in the country. And I am flying across country by myself, which I've talked about this in other episodes. If you're sick of hearing about it, I really do apologize, but I have to keep talking about it. I am nervous about just the logistics, I think, of the race. And I feel like a lot of times, even with like local races that I've done, once I get to the actual start line of the event, like once I'm, my car is parked and I've got my pack on and I've got my bib on, and maybe I'm even chatting with fellow racers or fellow runners, and I'm there at the venue, I feel like pretty much I'm okay at that point. But especially once I cross the start line, like once the race has actually started, I find myself just in a much better headspace. It's like those nerves are gone because I'm there. And it's just such a weird thing, the way that it works. But in October of 2022, I ran the Chicago Marathon, and again, cross country flight, but my husband was with me that time. I felt like that did take away some of the stress for me, because I have been used to him being by my side and, you know, just kind of taking care of a lot of the details that I didn't really have to worry about, as far as I found all the flights and everything, but, you know, let's leave for the airport at this time. Okay. You know, let's sit here. Okay. I don't know how to explain it, but having somebody with you that is more of a kind of a take charge person, I've been used to that for the last 31 years of my life. He's a very take charge person. And I am not a very take charge person unless I have to be. And when I have to be, I absolutely can. And for this race and for this cross country flight that I'm doing by myself, I'll just have to be a take charge person, and it'll be fine. But it's just going to be a different new experience. So as I was mentioning Chicago, so I think before Chicago Marathon, I probably had some of the most severe pre-race nerves that I've ever had. And there were a lot of things that I wasn't sure about with that race. It was a huge, huge event. I think 45,000 runners. And I just knew from what I had heard and seen online that, like, it was difficult to, I mean, these corrals were huge, and I was in the last corral, and I wasn't sure about the porta poopy situation, and I didn't even know how to get to the start line, and you know, I didn't know if I was staying in a good part of town. I didn't know how close I was to the start line. I knew that I mean, I had researched all this stuff, but, you know, until you're there, it's hard sometimes to really know, am I in a good situation? Am I in a bad situation? You know, how is this thing going to go? And so there were a lot of pre-race nerves, even weeks ahead of time. And I just remember that being probably one of my most severe experiences. You know, I've done a lot of races in the almost 6 years that I've been running, and I wasn't able to get like an accurate count. I didn't take time to sit down and think of every single race I've ever done, because let's face it, you know, I've done 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons and full marathons. I know I've done 4 full marathons, but I have no idea how many half marathons I've done, or 10Ks or 5Ks. And I've done 3 ultra marathons so far. So Lake Martin 50 will be my 4th. So I say all of that to say that I have plenty of experience lining up on the starting line, but for some reason, the nerves don't go away. And obviously some races are more nerve-wracking than others, but I will tell you that even when I go to run like a local 5K, because I will do that every once in a while, especially if it's for a good cause, I will go run like a local 5K. I still get nervous for those. I am not a super like social person. And so when you throw me into a situation where there are a lot of people, sometimes I struggle with that, and it's more not so being around the people, but the anticipation, I have it built up in my mind. Like there's going to be all these people, and it just kind of stresses me out. I don't know. I'm weird. But since I've started doing a lot of trail races, especially Aravaipa running races, I know a lot of the people behind those races, as far as like race directors. I you know, you do enough Aravaipa races, Aaron's directing this one, or, oh, Katie's directing this one, or, oh, you know, Scott, or, oh, you know, and you kind of learn who's who, and, you know, you kind of expect certain people at the registration, or, you know, a lot of the people that volunteer also run races. And so it gets to where you start seeing a lot of familiar faces, And so I've started getting more comfortable with AeroVipa races. And the last race I did, Coldwater Rumble, I really was not super stressed about it. And I think a lot of that had to do with, I knew that this race was just for, it was practice for Lake Martin. It was a supported long run for Lake Martin 50. And I knew that I had 32 hours to finish 60K. I knew that it wouldn't take me even close to that long to finish. And so I knew that I had plenty of time. I just had to get through the hard parts of the race. And there were some. And, you know, we recapped that back a few episodes ago. But this time around Lake Martin 50 miler, I am every day having to push down the stress, like push down the anxiety and kind of push down those nerves, because I know for me personally, something that helps me is if I just kind of push it out of my mind. And that sounds dumb because obviously I'm going to do this race, right? I'm going to get on an airplane and fly across the country. I'm going to get a rental car. I'm going to drive to my hotel. You know what I mean? I'm going to go to the pre-race briefing. I'm going to be at the start line, Lord willing. And if the creek don't rise, that's the plan. So I've got to face those things, but I have a good handle on everything that I pretty much need to know as far as, you know, what I need. I bought everything I need to buy to take with me for the most part. I don't have a necessarily specific race day outfit picked out, but I have what I need, you know, plenty to choose from, that clothes that I've worn running and racing that I know will be comfortable on race day. I know what shoes I'm wearing. I know, you know, I've got my flights. I've got everything all figured out. It's just, I feel like I'm at a point now where I need to kind of take a little bit of time and just kind of push it down. And so that it's not top of mind, even though I find myself waking up in the mornings and guess what I'm thinking about? Lake Martin 50. it's like this subconscious, like my eyes fly open and that's what's on my mind. And it just is what it is. But one thing that I have found that helps me is to distract myself by doing something that relaxes me. And one of those things that I found to be super helpful is I do jigsaw puzzles. And I have a friend at church that gave me several really cool, I think 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles. And I'm going to pull one of those out today. I'm going to set it up on my island. And I am going to just throughout the next several days, every time I walk by, try to find a piece. Maybe take a few minutes out of my day when I have a break here or there, sit down and try to do a few pieces of this puzzle. You know, maybe in the evenings, spend a little bit of time putting this puzzle together. It's something that for me personally relaxes me. And it's something that kind of helps me kind of take my mind off of the pressure of this race that I'm getting ready to do. And like I said, it's really normal to have these kinds of pre-race nerves, but I feel like my pre-race nerves are more extreme than they should be. And I posted a reel today on Instagram that talked about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And it's something that my husband has said to me over the years that, Michelle, you need to quit throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And I think basically it means like I'm borrowing trouble or, you know, I'm just jumping the gun basically and assuming the worst without, you know what I mean? Without giving things a chance. And it's true. That is the way that I am. And so this time around, I am just really going to try to not be so stressed, you know, try, right? But I feel like here's the thing. I've trained for this race the best that I possibly could. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a grandma, you know, I have responsibilities that don't have anything to do with running. And running is not my job, so to speak. Now, some people, running is their job. That's how they make their money. That's how they support their families. Me, running is not my job. And so it's a hobby. And so maybe I didn't train the way and elite ultra runner, you know, would train. You know, obviously Courtney DeWalter and Sally McRae and all these other amazing people, Camille Heron, all of these amazing people train for ultras, you know. I don't train the way they train. I'm not them, you know, so my training looks very different. My mileage looks very different than theirs. But to the best of my ability, I've done everything I can. And I have worked with my coach and we have worked on my fueling and I have recovered to the best of my ability. You know, again, we have life too. You know, we all have life. And so we have to try to fit everything into a slot, you know. I don't always get a chance to recover. I don't always get a chance to wear my compression boots or use my Theragun or take an Epsom salt bath. Sometimes I don't get a chance to do that. So I just have to do the best I can every day and after every run, just do the best I can do. And that is really all that anybody can expect us to do. That's all I can expect myself to do, you know, and I have found, and I would hazard a guess that a lot of you are this way too, that we are our own worst critics. I am my own worst critic. I beat myself up about these things. I criticize myself when in all actuality, a lot of the things that I think about myself or say about myself, I would never in a million years say to you or to anybody else. Because it wouldn't be nice. It would be rude. It would be wrong. And yet I say those things to myself. And so I'm saying this to me today, and I'm saying it to all of you. Take a look at how far you've come and take a look at where you are today in your training. You know, if you are shooting for a big goal race and you've been putting in this training, think about all of those times that you got out there and did what you needed to do, you know, even though you had to get up early or run in the dark, or you had to do it late after work or after the kids were in bed or after, you know, your husband or wife could watch, you know, the kids or could hold down the fort at home or, you know, after a grueling day at work or on vacation, whatever. Think of all of the things that you had to fight through to get to where you are today, and guaranteed you had to fight through something because we all have things that we have to work around. Something that I was thinking of the other day was back in May of 2018, I was able to run for 15 seconds at a time. That was it. And that was a stress on my body. Like I was out of breath. I was worn out. I could run for 15 seconds and then I would have to walk for 3 minutes. And then I could attempt to jog for 15 more seconds. And then I would have to walk for 3 more minutes. And I think the total elapsed time for that quote unquote run or jog or whatever you want to call it was 10 minutes. So basically I spent 9 of those minutes walking and 1 of those minutes jogging. And that was what I could do. And, you know, that was big and that was a big deal. And I still, when I look back, I'm still proud of myself that I even did that, that I even took that initiative, because if I wouldn't have taken that first step, I wouldn't be here 12 days out from my first 50-mile race. You know what I'm saying? I had to start somewhere. We all have to start somewhere. And when I look back and think of how that's where I was, I couldn't run for more than 15 seconds. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't run a mile. There's no way, no how. But over the years, gradually, I'm getting ready to run this 50-mile race. And obviously, no, I'm not going to be running the entire time, okay? I'm going to be hiking. And this race that I'm doing is very hilly. Lots of hills, and I've been told that the hills will make the choice for you when you walk and when you run, because you will not have an option except to walk some of the times. And so I'm totally fine with that. Like I'm good with that. But all I'm saying is just sitting here telling you that, hey, I'm getting ready to run my 50-mile race. I mean, that's awesome. Like that's amazing to think of where I started and where I am today. And so when I started training for Lake Martin, I wasn't running, you know, 38 miles every day. I would run 5 miles, 4 miles, 6 miles, 7 miles, 8 miles, 11 miles, 17 miles. You know what I'm saying? You gradually build up. And thankfully, I have a coach. Kylie Aldaz is my coach. She's with Desert to Peak Coaching. That's her company. She has helped me gradually build up my mileage, helped me figure out which races to run in preparation. And I feel like I'm as ready as I can possibly be to go out there and do the best that I can do on race day. And so I've heard so many times people say that the race is really the celebration lap. It's really your victory lap. It's the icing on the cake. You know, all of the training and all of those, all of that recovery and that sleep and you know, eating and all of those things, the miles that you put in training, that's the work right there. That's what you had to fight through. You know, you had to fight through getting those training runs in and figuring out when you're going to fit those in around your schedule and around your family's schedule. And the fact that you did that and you got to the end of this training block and you're getting ready to go stand on the start line, that right there, you've done the work. You've put the work in, the hay is in the barn. And now all that's left to do, you know, in my case, is a few recovery runs here and there. And then I'm going to fly to Alabama, go to the start line. And so when I think about it, like logically, and I'm telling you all about it, it sounds doable. And it sounds like, okay, well, I'm right where I need to be. But I know that when I go to bed tonight and I wake up in the morning, something is probably going to be at the top of my mind that I'm afraid I left off my Lake Martin list or something. You know what I'm saying? And that's just normal. So I'm sharing all of this to just say that there are different things that you can do to try to cope with the anxiety, to try to cope with the jitters, to try to cope with the nerves. And one of those things is try to find something to distract you during the taper, especially. So whether that is a jigsaw puzzle like me, or going and reading a book, or visiting with your grandbabies, or visiting with friends, or doing something. I have no idea. Painting, I don't know. But find something relaxing that distracts you. Listen to funny comedy, I don't know. Something that will distract you. Another thing that people do that I've heard is meditate. I don't meditate, I pray. And that's just something that helps me. And you will find me during the middle of a race praying. Now, obviously not on my knees on the trail, but I'll be walking along and I'm just like, oh, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to be able to take another step. God, help me to be able to go another mile. Lord, help me to find the finish line. And I will just be praying because that gets me through. And that's just the truth of it. I had a really awesome message from one of my Instagram friends today. His name is Jack, and he just gave me the coolest message. It was so cool and just reminding me about how far God has brought me and how he's had me in his hand this whole time and taking care of me. And it was just, I can't even think of everything that he said, but it was just like exactly what I needed to read today. And it was just such a help and kind of put things back in perspective for me. Like, he's right. Like, this is so right. It's so true. You know, God's got me and I've done everything I can do, you know? And I don't know, it was just really cool to hear what he had to say. It was a huge help. And another thing is you can do what I'm doing and just kind of talk about it with somebody, kind of say, what are you nervous about? What are you scared about? What is making you stressed out? And is there anything that you can do to alleviate that stress? One of the things that I like to do that helps me alleviate some of the stress is I have a list of every single thing that I'm going to need on race day. And so I have a list. So I know what do I want to bring? Am I bringing drop bags? What am I going to put in those drop bags? What shoes am I wearing? I'll put down my headphones. I'll put down my fueling, exactly what I'm doing for fueling. I even have a note on my phone that's specifies exactly like when I'm going to take each of my fueling options, like 30 minutes, I want this on the hour, I want this and this sprinkled in. And, you know, so I've even got a little like note on my phone that is very specific to what I want to eat during the race. I put things on the list like download audiobooks or download music, you know, chargers, battery packs, whatever. And for this race, since I'm traveling, I need some lithium batteries for my headlamp. And I don't want to carry lithium batteries on the plane. And I know I'm not allowed to take them in my packed luggage, as far as I know, anyways, in my care, not my care, how do I say, checked baggage. So I'm opting to just purchase them when I get to Alabama. So I've got a list for everything that I want to get when I get to the store. Once my plane lands and I've got my rental car and I get to the store, I have a list of the things that I want to buy at the store. So just to kind of take away, I'm trying to eliminate as many unknowns as I possibly can so that there's less for me to worry about. And then I'm also thinking, okay, well, in this situation, what will I do? You know, and I like to kind of think about, if it rains, do I have what I need? And so a tip that my coach gave me when we had a call a few weeks ago was pack for every kind of weather. You know, pack for what are you going to wear if it's cold? What are you going to wear if it's rainy? What are you going to wear if it's really hot? What are you going to wear if it's this? And just, it was very helpful when she told me that. And so I'm just going to try to think through all of those scenarios. My list is really long, honestly, of all of the different things that I am considering. And that is a recommendation I have for you too, even though you've probably been doing this longer than I have. And so you probably already know everything I'm talking about, but make yourself a list and list out every single thing that you can possibly think of that you might need to do before a race day. Maybe even make a specific race day list, make a night before list, make a week before list, however you want to do that. List can be your friend. If you're not a list person, I don't know what to tell you. I'm usually not either, but for races, I am. I always make lists before races, always. So when I ran Mesa I ran Mesa like 3 weeks ago, right? Mesa half marathon. I had a list. I have a half marathon list, and it's just saved in my phone. And here's what I want for my half marathon. So I don't know, just an idea to throw out there for you. Another tip that I have for dealing with your pre-race nerves and anxiety is to remember to trust your training. And I know not everybody has a coach. For me, I know it's easier for me because my coach programs my workouts for me. And so if I follow the plan that she gave me and, you know, this many miles this week and on these days, I feel confident that I followed my plan. I've never come up with my own training plan, so I know some people do that, and I don't know anything about doing that. But if you've done that, and if you followed your plan, you can trust in the fact that you put the training in and that you put the work in. Now, if you haven't trained and you're just going and showing up at the start line of a 50-mile race, I mean, good for you, because I know there are people out there that can totally do that and finish and have no ill effects. I need to train. So that's just me. But you can, if you have trained for this race, whatever the race is, whatever the distance is, I don't care if it's a 5K, a 1 mile, whatever. I don't even care how long it is, or it doesn't even matter. But if you've put the training in and if you put the work in, you can trust in that training that your body is ready for race day. And it may not feel ready, and it may feel wonky and funky, and maybe it's aching and hurting. That's just normal during taper time. But you can trust that your body is ready because you've already put in the work, and you're right where you're supposed to be. So think about that. The hay's in the barn. Trust your training. You're where you need to be. And this is normal. And everybody gets nervous before these kind of things. Another tip that I have for dealing with the pre-race mumbo jumbo is reach out and ask other people for their experiences. That could mean going online and typing in the name of your race and reading race recaps. For me, I had a couple of videos that I was able to watch for Lake Martin. One was the Lake Martin 50, and then the same man attempted the Lake Martin 100, which he didn't make the cutoff for the, no, he didn't. It's not that he didn't make the cutoff. He just DNF'd at mile 75 when he attempted the 100 miler the first time. But it showed me some of the course, and it showed me the aid stations, and it showed me kind of what the terrain was like. And then when I read the race recap, I read more than one race recap, and they're very different, and they're, you know, different people see the race from different perspectives. Both of the people's perspectives that I read were much faster than I was. The one gentleman finished the 50-mile race. I think it was still light out when he finished. That will not be me. It will not be light out when I finish unless it's the next day's daylight. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Marie, if you're listening, don't listen to that part. I'm expecting to finish when it's nighttime and when it's dark out, probably in the middle of the night, probably early Sunday morning. So our race starts early Saturday morning. I'm expecting to finish early Sunday morning. That's just my personal expectations for this race. And so that's why headlamps have been such a huge deal planning for this race too, is because I know I'm going to have several hours in the dark. Okay. Anyhow, so reach out if you know somebody that's run the race, ask them your questions. If you don't, Google this race. See if you can find some race reviews. See if you can find any YouTube videos. Reach out to the race director if you have questions about this race. It does not ever hurt to just reach out. If they don't respond, okay, you still tried. But you can absolutely feel free to reach out. That's what they're for. You know what I'm saying? Race directors, they're race directors. If you have questions about the race, you should be able to email them those questions or ask them those questions. And so read the runner's guide for your race, if there is one. Go to the race website. Just take full advantage of doing as much or as little research as you want to do. Because I know some people maybe doing a ton of research would stress them out. Me personally, I'm a mix of both. I like to look, but I also look so long that I need a break from it. And then I'm like, okay, I don't want to think about this for a while. So I'm wanting to go look back in the runner's guide again. But I took a couple weeks off of digging into the deep nitty gritty details just because I needed to pull away from a little bit because it was stressing me out. So I will be digging into some of that again soon, just because, again, I'm at that point 12 days out where I want to just have everything really, really dialed in, because I feel like that will lift some of the stress. But then I also am wanting to relax. And so, like I said, I'm going to start my jigsaw puzzle. So that's my other tip, is research. Research, ask, reach out, email, read race reviews. That should relieve some of your anxiety, or at the very least help you know what to expect on race day. And here's the other thing. Okay, here's my other tip for you. For pre-race jitters, nerves, and all of those kinds of things, just remember that race day is in and of itself unpredictable. You can go out there and train your behind off, and you can train in all different kinds of weather, terrain, whatever. But when you get to your actual race day, you don't know what you're going to get. You know, it could be ideal conditions. It could be terrible conditions. You could be feeling amazing. You could be feeling like garbage. Just be ready to know that that's part of the race day experience too, is that you just don't know what you're going to get until you're there. And the beauty in that is we're not doing this for money. We're not doing this to win. We're not in this to win. We're in this to finish, right? And so when you are out there on that course and you're dealing with all of these maybe obstacles or things that go sideways or funky stuff or whatever, you know, you're going to work through those step by step and problem solve to get your way to the finish line. It's kind of exciting if you think about it, to you hear you're at the start line and you're going to be able to work through these issues because you've practiced these things in training and because you've put in the training. And so just remember that have a realistic expectation that you don't want it to rain that day, but if you get there and it rains, you'll be okay. It's fine. You're going to be good. Just be prepared. You know what I'm saying? And but have that in your mind that this is race day. It's unpredictable, and that's okay because I'm going to be okay. I'm trying to think of what other tips that I have. So basically, do research, ask around, reach out, read the runner's guides, watch videos if you can, read race reviews, okay? Remember that you've put in the training and the hay is in the barn and that this race is going to be your victory lap. Make lists, prepare as much as you can so that there aren't any surprises in that sense. So, you know, if you need poles, make sure you know if you need poles for the race, if they're allowed or not. Make sure you check that kind of stuff too. You don't want to get to a race, you're planning on using your poles, you get there and you find out they aren't allowed on the course. So just double check all of those kind of details too, because that'll make you feel better when you know what to expect. And then just remember that race day can be unpredictable. That's the nature of the beast. That's the beauty of the sport. And you'll be okay because you've trained for this, because you've put the work in, that you're going to be okay. And then my other tip was relax and just take a chill pill, relax, you know, take a bath, listen to something funny, do a puzzle, you know, play with your grandbabies, go swimming, do something, listen to relaxing music. I have no idea, whatever that thing is for you that relaxes you, do that thing. And all of these things together, I'm going to be using all of these things. Okay. I have been, and I'm going to continue until race day to do all of these things to try to get myself as prepared as possible for Lake Martin 50 miler. It's not going to be a walk in the park. I know that this race is going to be really hard. And I know that 50 miles is, you know, there, I know some of you listening have already covered this distance, and I know many people have covered this distance already, but I'm really, really excited to tackle this for myself and see what it, all the fuss is about. My longest run to date has been 38 miles, but I feel confident in the fact that if I can cover 38 miles, I can certainly go 12 more and get to 50 miles, especially given the awesome race director, David, that has said I could have 32 hours to finish this race. So I'm confident that unless I get injured or deathly sick or something like that, that I will be able to finish and cover the distance of 50 miles. So I'm really looking forward to it. I am a nervous wreck, but talking this all out with you has helped me. And I hope that it has helped you as well to just get a handle on it, get a grip, and know that we have this. You know, we've got this. This is what we train for. This is what we came for. And, you know, races wouldn't be races if they didn't have some level of maybe pre-race nerves, right? Pre-race jitters. And as I mentioned earlier, that means we care. You know, we care about this. We care about doing well. We care about finishing. We care about going in and doing a good job on race day. And that's part of the reason why these nerves are so bad. So I hope that there was something in this episode, some tips that I gave that were helpful. And, you know, maybe if you have any extra tips, any additional tips that I left out, feel free to reach out to me at funoftherunpodcast@gmail.com. Or direct message me on Instagram at Waddell Running Lady and share with me what your tips are for getting you through the pre-race jitters, the pre-race nerves, sometimes the crippling anxiety that happens before a big race. And let me know, what do you do? And with that being said, that's all for this week. A quick note, thank you for everybody that participated in my Shocks headphones giveaway on Instagram over the last couple of days. It was a huge, strange thing for me to participate in. Never hosted a giveaway before. And since becoming a Shock star this year, which is basically like a Shocks ambassador, it's put me a little bit out of my comfort zone, which can be a good thing for sure. But hosting a giveaway was not something that I was really super prepared for. And so I did research into it and try to do the best I could to make everything as fair as possible. And so thank you for helping to make that a success. And I'm excited for the winner, Andrea Laura 820. And she gets to pick either Open Fit or Open Run Pro and the color. And so that's cool for her. And I just appreciate all of your support. I appreciate everybody tuning in each week to listen to my ramblings, my crazy things that I say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you will join me next time. Have a great run.